بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته وأهل بيته وساره وانصاره وأشيائه وأتباعه وأمته وعلينا أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد الثابت للخلق نوره ورحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سجد منه ومن سقي. صلاة تستغرق الأرض وتهيف بالحد، صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء، صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك، والحمد لله على ذلك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمة كاشف الغمة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد كاشف الكرب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بعدد الداء والدواء وبعدد العلة والشفاء. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله وكماله ونواله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما. يا رب بالمصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ مقاصدنا، اغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، واحفظنا فيما بقي. يا إله العالمين لا تعذبنا فإنا مقرون بالذي قد كان منا. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محبوبنا مولانا محمد شافي العلل ومفرج القلوب بإذن علام الغيوب، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. Most respected and honorable ulama kiram, Hufaz elders, brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by making shukr to Allah Jalla wa Ala for the ne'mat of iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Alhamdulillah, the ne'mat of iman is the greatest ne'mat that anybody can possess. There is no ne'mat greater than the ne'mat of iman. And alhamdulillah, we didn't have to go and search for iman, we didn't have to look for iman. Iman and all the other ne'mats of Allah that we enjoy are gifted by Allah Jalla wa Ala to whomsoever He pleases. And in this case, we are the happy recipients of iman. Once a person has received iman from Allah Jalla wa Ala, 9/10 of his battle to enter Jannah is already in place. What we have to do is look after it. What we have to do is look after it. In the Quran, Karim Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't depart from this world but as Muslim. A believer, a true believer, even if he escaped from the dunya with iman equivalent to a rice grain, inshallah, with the intercession of Rasulullah, he will be protected from being a mukhallat fi nar. In other words, he won't be perpetually in Jahannam. If Allah wants to, Allah will place him in the fire for cleansing. That is different. But eventually he will come out of there. So what we have to do is look after this iman. And the easiest way of looking after our iman is sit in the company of the pious. Alhamdulillah. Our elders have prescribed, those who have been a precedent from the time of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa taslima. That is why the Sahaba kiram, wherever they were, they chose to come and sit with Rasulullah sallam, and they used to complain to Rasulullah sallam and say that, Ya Rasulullah, when we not with you, we different. When we sitting with you, we are different. So what we need to do is look for the company of the pious, sit with them, inshallah. Allah Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi is one of the very, very, very senior alims of all time, not only in India and Pakistan, throughout the world, he is recognized. And for his literary effort, alhamdulillah, he is one of the few people in Islamic history whose writing exceeded 1,000 kitabs. Alhamdulillah. Included in there is a voluminous tafsir called Bayan al-Quran. It is like almost like an Arabic tafsir. If I have to read it, it'll take me like 5 hours to read one page. You have to go to analyze everything properly, properly, properly. Alhamdulillah. But it is extensively quoted by one and all. The Ma'arif al-Quran of Mufti Shafizullah Rahmatullah, when Mufti Shafizullah Rahmatullah discusses any issue which is about difficult, he says, I quote from my Sayyidi Hakim al-Ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. Alhamdulillah. So we have all this with us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to try and look after us and to try and ensure that we leave this dunya with iman. Everything iman, the nature of iman is such, what if a person has iman, we must nurture this iman, sit in the company of the pious, because Allah Ta'ala said, any person who sits in the company of the pious, he said, I guarantee that person will die with iman. So somewhere we don't have to make wrong namazes, and we are incapable. A lot of people can do it. The biker like me, we make excuses, okay, the joints are paining, they rather stay on the bed, we'll see afterwards. But the bottom line is, search out the company of the pious, it is there for the preservation of your iman, and also the rahmat of Allah Jalla wa Ala, which constantly descends on the pious. Inshallah, some of it will spill over on us. A quick incident, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was in Saharanpur. When he used to go to the Haramain, sometimes he used to go via Lahore, sometimes via Karachi. And that way he used to accommodate both groups. This trip we are talking about, he was going via Karachi. He was staying at Mufti Shafizullah Rahmatullah Alayhi Madrasa in Karachi. And the people that came, obviously when they hear Hazrat is there, people come in droves. So after Hazrat, he put a charpai to Hazrat, that was his tarteeb, and he sat on the charpai and he was busy with his zikr. People in the thousands came. After Hazrat left, Mufti touching Usmani Sahib, then the blessing, the long life, told his father, Mufti said, he said, hey, Hazrat came and went, we didn't benefit. He said, how come you didn't benefit? He said, he never said a word. He said, I will do. These people don't have to tell you anything. These people have to say nothing. The fact that they are there and you are in close proximity, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala which descends on them will be deflected onto you and will see you through with your iman for a very long time to come. Perhaps even right through the grave, cover akhirat and everything. So be grateful for that effort. So this is what we must try and do. Look for the pious, search for the pious, inshaAllah, and gain the pleasure of Allah and the rahmat of Allah which descends on the pious, inshallah will come our way as well. And Hazrat has said, I guarantee that this person will die of iman. That's all we want. Alhamdulillah. Then whether you are sick or healthy, wealthy, wise, poor, whatever, that will come and go. Qiyamah is going to solve. I mean your death comes, all that is over. But if a person dies as a kafir, he will cry for death in the akhirat. There will be no death. There will be no death there. Allah will ensure that that person lives and suffers the torment because he refused to believe, he refused to accept, he mocked at the Ambiya and did all these kinds of things. One other thing is, our responsibility in this regard is to be extremely happy. We have a deen which is 145 and 1,000 million times foolproof. Nobody can find a fault in our deen. Alhamdulillah. And the nature of Islam is such, we don't have to hide anything under the pillow to say that, no, don't discuss this, we can talk about other things. No, our deen is clean as can be. It is deen et fitrat. In other words, our deen is human nature thoroughly and properly. So any person who has Islam is a proper insan. This is what makes a person an insan, his deen. Now, for example, a person has practiced Islam and is practicing Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Now the doctor is saying, unfortunately, that this person is very sick, he's got cancer. They tell him. He will accept immediately that it had to come, it came. Anyway, what to do? He carry on with his namaz, his tilawat, his zikr, whatever he was doing. And he'll be happy. He knows that every pain that we suffer elevates us in the eyes of Allah Jalla Wala. In one place in the Quran, Mufti Shafizullah Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote that if a person suffers fever for one night, Allah will forgive all his gunas. For one night fever. Alhamdulillah. So what we need to do, the Muslim, we must appreciate deen, appreciate Islam, that we can hold up. For example, you sick, you very sick, you can't move. Your family can let you make a move. Your bed is facing somewhere else. not a problem. Allah perfect, you can read Jamaat in that condition as well. This is the kindness of Allah Jalla Bala to the Ummah of Rasulullah. Because you were Muslim your whole life, even Allah will reward you for this namaz, the way He used to reward you for your namaz is when you were in good health. Alhamdulillah. And say, you make it. Assuming your clothes were not packed, you can't take it in the hospital. You got 110 pipes coming from all over the place. So read namaz like this. Read namaz like this. Highly acceptable and pardonable for the napaki side of the bike. So alhamdulillah, Allah is making it very easy. And unfortunately, very unfortunately, those Muslims who had no contact with the masjid, no contact with the ulama, no contact with zikr, tilawat, when they get sick, what do? Watch TV. Unfortunately. And if they pass away while watching TV, what kind of a death is this? Allah forbid. Allah give us tawfiq. Make shukr for the name of Iman. Our Ustad, Marhum, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Rahmatullah Alayhi, always used to tell us. He says, we thank everybody for everything that anybody does. Do we ever thank Allah Ta'ala for the name of Iman? He said, we two rakat, salatu shukr every day to thank Allah Ta'ala for Iman. Allah Jalla wa'ala will look after your Iman and ensure that you leave the dunya. Hey, once you leave the dunya with Iman, all the hoors and the kusoors and all is yours. Alhamdulillah, you got it made. Alhamdulillah. Although our pious people, they say, hey, all the hoors and kusoors can stay somewhere else. We want, main aapka samna chahta hoon. Ya Allah, I want to be with you. I want to be with you. All that. One Buddhist Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Jan Murabati, he was like a true lover of the Quran. Every madad he could fight, he used to recite the Quran. Somebody asked him, what do you want to do in Jannat? He said, hey, any who is going to come with me, they must sit and listen to the Quran. If they want hanky-panky, they must go elsewhere. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We have a deen of this nature. So be happy and fulfill this obligation. The pious in the Quran, I read to you the ayat, ittaqullah. Inculcate taqwa. Taqwa is such a thing, on the basis of taqwa, Allah will give you everything and anything that is important to you. Your rosy will be taken care of, your health will be, your problems will be taken care of on the basis of taqwa. In the Quran, Allah mentioned namaz 84 times, zakat 84 times, sabr 93 times, taqwa 248 times. Allah is telling us, Baba, don't commit sin, please. In one of these, Rasulullah said, ittaqil maharim, stay away from guna, kuna abadan nas, you will be the most pious of all people. Alhamdulillah, another guarantee from Rasulullah himself. That is why ibadat, real ibadat, is not just to read namaz and that. To read namaz is easy, I can stand and read all night. The problem is stay away from guna, fight your nafs. Your nafs wants you to watch TV. Your nafs wants you to watch the late night program. Your nurse wants to take you into the lounge when your wife is fast asleep so you can watch internet there. That is this ibadah. Stay away from all this nonsense. Then we are doing alhamdulillah ibadah for the pleasure of Allah. Also make a lot of shukr that we enjoy the comfort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is there for all our needs. Anything a Muslim has a difficulty, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make it so that Allah Ta'ala will bless us, inshallah. Rasulullah said, I will be never be happy until every ummati of mine is out of Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And Rasulullah from Ra'uf Rahim. What Ra'uf and Rahim means, these are two names of Allah Ta'ala. Ra'uf means Dafi Mazarrat. Rasulullah will ensure that he pushes all the difficulties away from us. And Jalil Manfaat, he will drag in all the good words. Alhamdulillah, as long as we have iman, we will enjoy that relationship with Rasulullah. That is why it is incumbent upon us to bond with Rasulullah. Read the root as much as you can, as much as you can. The sunnah of Rasulullah, that is deen. In other words, if a person practices the sunnah, Allah Ta'ala says, you become beloved to me. If you beloved to Allah Ta'ala, then what do you need in life? Nothing, nothing. You got everything. Sometimes the brute world rock about here, there, there. Then you must accept it's going to happen. That is the dunya. Dunya is another name for it. It's Darul Ahzan, the place of worry. We're all going to have worry. There's no Nabi, no Wali, no Sahabi, no Tabi'i, there is still worry. Everybody will have worry. Because Rasulullah said the dunya is a prison for us. A prison is unhappy whole life. What is he doing there then? He's going to have difficulties. We're going to have that. But what is we going to have? But Allah Jalla Wala will reward us. If you persevere, don't complain to anybody. Never complain to human beings. What do you do? You tell me about it, I say, hey, shame, what a tragedy. You go and I forget you ever told me anything. So complain to Allah Jalla Wala. Raise your hands, cry before Allah Jalla Wala will sort you out. InshaAllah. We're going to discuss something very, very important. You see, at this moment in time, in the dunya, what is happening? That the Jalis, the Zionists, they want to take over at all costs. Their objective is to rule the world. One world government is coming from them, unfortunately. And they know that as long as the Sunni Muslim is there, they won't succeed. Because if a Sunni raises their hands to Allah, Allah will answer. So in the Middle East, the struggle is between Sunni and Shia. They put up the Shias to fight us. They know that if the Shias win, it means nothing. The Shias are not religious. They got no deen. They crooked like themselves. They got no deen whatsoever. So they are making us. And now they also, from the time of Hazrat Musa, Allah, Nabiyina, Wale, they realize two things will take any person away from Allah Ta'ala. Woman and money. More women than money. That is why these people, if you read in the Quran that ayat, intatruku yalab, balam ibn ba'ura, this fellow was a mustajabu dawad, he had the Isma Azam working, he could make dua, any dua, Allah would reply. But the Jews spoke to him to forfeit this, to make badwa for Musa alayhi salam. Can you imagine? He told him, hey, the man, the Nabi, I can't get punished by Allah Ta'ala. They brought him like whatever he wanted. His wife saw the gift coming to say, hey, make the offer and get that man. Na'udhu Billah, he lost everything. Then he told them, he said, look, because of you people, me, I lost everything. But I'll tell you one thing. You want to overcome Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his soldiers, put your females on the road. Put your females on the road. Scantily dressed and that. Once these people make contact with your woman, they forget the Allah part. One person only in the whole Musa alayhi salam ummat got trapped in this. Because of him, about 70,000 Jews died. One person's zina resulted in this. Now we must ask ourselves, today unfortunately zina is a wholesale thing that is carrying on. Go now, Monte Cassino, Central City, the zone, who are you going to find there? Muslim people, you don't see Hindus anywhere. Once a teacher in Nirfam school, I studied by him, I played cricket with him, everything. I used to visit him now and then at Nirfam. He told me, he said, hey, Mauri, I will give you Fatel. I want to tell you that. I said, what? He said, you know, you guys are the aristocrats of the Indians, man. We all look up to you people. He said, now you people are giving up the mantle. I said, I'm the nonsense for a day, you know. He said, hey, look at your woman. How are your woman dressing? He says, even the Hindu women are better dressed than your woman. He says, because you guys are asleep, you guys are doing, he told me straight, you see, you guys are doing nothing, you've lost that aristocracy that the Almighty has blessed you people with. And he was a Tamil. Then he's telling me all this. You can cry because he picked it up and it is a reality, unfortunately. So what we need to do is, I was telling you about the Jalis. This is their day. They are trying hard to take us away from Allah. They are also getting desperate. They want to bring the time up so that the Dajjal can come. They are waiting when, we are waiting when Mahdi al-Anabiya and they are waiting when. So what they are doing now, they brought out the film Messiah. Unfortunately, we couldn't work with him. And at the end of the show, we say, hey, Dajjal is a good guy. He cured that guy. He raised that guy grandfather from the grave. What are we fighting with him for? We must befriend him. You are expressing a sentiment in contradiction of the will of Allah Jalla and Rasulullah. Rasulullah warned us that this guy, Allah will bless him with the miraculous cures. Don't be fooled. Stay away from him. Our people are saying, hey, he's a good guy. You can link up with him. Na'udhu Billah. Then again, they brought that Ottoman Empire film. 500 episodes, 2 hours each. Ask yourself where you got time to such a... But we watching. Whether feather goes and all that doesn't matter. And when you tell people that, they say, hey, this is our Islamic history, we must do. You don't even know the day on which Rasulullah was born. You want to talk about Islamic history. First, study all that. Read a decent kitab. Prepare yourself adequately. You watching haram. You watching woman on TV. And you trying to tell the world you study in deen. This is the temptation that Satan is putting in our head. Stay away from this nonsense. Now before them they came out with Lucifer. What is Lucifer? It's the devil himself. They're depicting it clearly. And now we also saying, Na'udhu Billah. This Satan is not such a bad person. Maybe we should give him a second chance. Na'udhu Billah. This is, I'm telling you, not something to laugh at. It may seem funny. But we are now glorifying the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. So in which camp are we going to wake up? You can read 100,000 kalima tayyiba every day. But if these are your sentiments, you out. So please, people, wake up to the reality of life. Now, how are we going to combat all the evil? Inabat illallah. What is inabat illallah? Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Make sure we read namaz, read Quran, make zikr. The problem is how to do this. One is you read namaz like me, Anik Allahu Akbar, I'm thinking of how many wickets I took in my life. Oh, namaz, I am Imam, Assalamu Alaikum, then I say, hey, I was reading namaz. That don't count. You have to read namaz the way Rasulullah SAW read namaz. Mufti Zainul Abidin, when he finished studying in Nizamuddin, he came to say, what is it to Pakistan? He came to Saharanpur to meet Raza Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi. It was Maghrib time. So he inquired, they told him, Hazrat is in a certain masjid, then nearby he reads namaz there. So Raza says, I went to read. After namaz, I sat at the back and waited. All the people left, Hazrat was alone. He said, hey, the way he read that Maghrib, his sunnah, first time in my life, I realized that this is how you must read. He said, I read Bukhari, Abu Dawud, everything finished. I never knew. Now I know. That is why search out the company of the pious, search in the company of the pious. All this will come naturally to us. Allah Ta'ala unlocks the difficulties. You see how pious people read namaz. Inshallah, express the desire that this is how I want to read namaz. Every Bhagavad Natin and Kulullah is going to take you nowhere. Believe me. So, try our best, search out the company. That is how we can fight these Dajjalis. Read Surah Karab, first ruku in the morning, last ruku in the evening. Read Surah Karab, the whole Surah, every Laylatul Jummah on the day of Jummah. And if you can read the whole Surah every day, Alhamdulillah, during the projection of Allah Jalla wa. Also, I hear, I don't know how true is this, they want to make a film on Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhim. Depict him as gay. For that we have to make jihad. Because it's our Nabi. We can't allow them to ridicule him like that. So make jihad that Allah Ta'ala gives us the strength to recognize evil for what it is. We are falling headlong into these things. That is why the Dalits, the Zionists, they are winning the battle. We are losing numbers, we are losing people, we are going out of the fold of Islam. Really, I am telling you, to search and analyze. For example, a person says, there is nothing wrong in watching the Ottoman Empire thing and he's committing haram there. You can lose your iman. You're justifying a haram thing. So how many people are out of the fold of Islam? Just for that one thing. And every day this thing is creeping up on us. So please, don't get too clever. Sit in the company of the pious, they will explain to you, if you ask nicely, what is right and what is wrong. We didn't become big buzur, we never sat in the company of the pious, so we can't decide who to do and what to do and what not to do. Sit with people who know the realities of life, who have studied for this. One example, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the best person in the creation after the Anbiya ala Nabiyyina wal Mursaleen. He had a relative he used to support. But that relative of his, he was a Badri. And he got involved in slaking Sayyidatina Aisha. When Hazrat Abu Bakr heard this, he took a custom. He said, I'll never help this guy again. Allah Pak said, hey, take it easy. Allah Pak interceded for his relative. He said, this fellow is a Badri. Please help him the way you said. Well, ya'fu wal yasfahu. Forgive them for the wrongs that they did. Hazrat Abu Bakr immediately made Tawbah and he forgave him and he gave Sadaqah for breaking his kafara, for breaking his qasam and everything. But he did what Allah Ta'ala wanted him to do. That is why the Quran is full of advice for us, but we need to learn from somebody. Such was the pious, protect our iman, what does niyat? Inshallah, every second you spend in the company of the pious, you are out of sin. I'm going to now conclude. I'll tell you one more thing. Unfortunately, the modernists, you know, modernists, they come out now with a new story. They say, what is morality? There is no such thing as morality. Morality is fabricated by some people. They say, if you want to sleep with your mother and she's happy about it, go ahead, what are you arguing for? Na'udhu billah, the worst thing you can even think of, you don't even want to put it into words, but they do it. And then Rasulullah SAW warned us about this. In that hadith, when my ummah will be divided into 73 groups, Rasulullah SAW said, if one of these people jumps in the hole, my ummah will follow. And if one of them sleeps with his mother, my ummah will also want to do it. Na'udhu billah. Seek the protection of Allah Jalla Wala. Times are different. Times are not bad. We are getting rotten. Because we can't give up the TV, we can't give up the internet, we can't give up the cell phone. These things are breaking nikah by the dozen. Yet we hold on to it. It's taking us away from Allah. You know, we don't even consider these things as guna anymore. So how are you going to make tawbah then? Please, stay away from the TV, stay away from the chat line, the phone, everything on the phone. You do that, you go nudity. The Mawlidah is coming, you do that, you're reading Quran. As soon as he's gone in the masjid, you're watching nudity. Na'udhu billah. So get these things out of our life. The internet, how many marriages broke? One woman told me, she said, Mawlana, I don't want to stay with this guy anymore. Why? She said, you were such a good man, I used to make dua that Allah let my children be like their father. Then I noticed that late at night he's going into the lounge. So I said, what are you going to do there? He said, no, I watch cricket. I said, my husband don't even know what a cricket ball look like. How is he going to watch cricket? So I said, he's up to some nonsense. One day I walked in there, he's sitting and watching new sex. I said, Ya Allah, don't make my children like this animal ever again, please. I reasoned that boy of mine, and she said, Maulana, I don't want to stay with this. I can't trust him anymore. This is what's happening. We are becoming like the scum of the earth by our own doing. We're giving the enemy every victory that he's looking for with our own doing. Na'udhu billah, na'udhu. How are we going to face Allah Ta'ala? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Rasima? Remember one thing. If you are connected to a person, to become bay'at is sunnah. Islahi contact is first. There's no question about it. You must have a relationship with somebody to make your islah. Otherwise, how are you going to go forward? That person is going to do it for you. And he can do it for you from a distance or anywhere. The thing I mentioned to some Mawlana Hazrat Fazlur Rahman Jan Muradi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said once, he said in Russia there is a bird there, the name is Kaz, Kaval is there. He said this thing lays its eggs and then it flies into India and Pakistan and wherever he wants to go. But all the time he's focusing on his nest, the eggs in there, he's making tawajju there. When he comes back, the eggs are there. With the tawajju he made from India, that is several thousand kilometers. He says, if a bird can do that, why can't the wali do it for you? So ask the wali that Allah makes a wajju on my heart so Allah stops me from getting involved there. And the important thing is you make a slight alu. Tell the sheikh about the wrongs in your life. Don't tell him, I did awabin and all that he knows. Tell him, this is what I do at night, I want to come out of it, how do I come out of it? Be honest. That's what you're getting connected for. You know, you make a big scene about being connected to a sheikh, but you don't tell the sheikh your weaknesses. That is what they are there for, to cure us from the weaknesses which we have. You can't hide it. In conclusion, I pray and make dua to Allah Jalla Wala that He give me first the tawfiq to take up this fight. This is a jihad we're entering. against the Zionists. This is the jihad, I'm telling you honestly. Make sure you keep full beard. Make sure you read your namaz properly. Make sure that when you go somewhere, your tongue is busy with the zikr of Allah at all times. Don't give up. You are the last bastion of Muslim soldiers left to fight this thing and propagate this thing. Tell everybody you meet, hey, cut through the TV out of your house. Then when things go wrong in ours, we sit and cry. Your wife ran away with somebody else, where did she pick it up from? On the TV, that's how they do it there. Now you want to sit and cry, ask the Tawiz and all. It's not going to help. Stop it immediately. Stop it immediately. Turn to Allah, Jalla, therein lies our success. Allah Ta'ala sent 124,000 Anbiya to tell us, turn to me, I am here for you. We want to go with the devil. That is where the Jews were stout. When Bukhtin Nasr destroyed Masjid al-Aqsa, how to? And he would, Allah Ta'ala warned the Jews, they don't do these things, I'll send someone on you, ravage you completely. They didn't listen. So, and he pulled them like sheep to Babylon, 76,000 of them. Look at their crooked mentality. When they came there, they said, hey, Allah Pak deceived us. He didn't help us, so now we're going to worship the devil. That's where they started their nonsense. What does he get? Nothing. You're fighting Allah Pak. Can you fight Allah Pak? They are the most despicable people in the world today because of their mentality. Wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.